USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the holiest periods for both Christians and Jews is underway, as today is Good Friday for Christians, and at dusk begins Passover for Jews. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says, "People too often see just evil and hate in the world." He explains how Holy Week applies to people.
He died on the cross. Jesus Christ, true man, died. Jesus Christ, true God, rose, okay? And he's wanting us to be part of that divine plan.
The 8 days of Passover commemorate enslaved Jews' exodus out of Egypt. Democrats in the House and Senate slamming Attorney General Bill Barr, saying he deliberately distorted significant portions of the Robert Mueller report on the Russia investigation. And they say they want Barr to stop misleading the public on the contents of that report. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
More now on the release of the Mueller report yesterday. While Democrats insist there are many unanswered questions, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, claims the full disclosure of the report lacked any major bombshells.
They didn't get anything in this report. This report has nothing new in it. It's all the same garbage we've been talking about for about a year. I read through it. I mean, finished at 4 o'clock in the morning. And when I finished, I said to my co-counsel, "You find anything new here?"
He was speaking on Fox News. A lot of Americans again in the path of severe and potentially deadly weather today. A big threat of tornadoes in Alabama and Mississippi. Two people died in Mississippi yesterday because of severe weather. And the storm system's moving east through Georgia, the Carolinas, and into the Mid-Atlantic. More than $2 million now raised to help with the rebuilding of three historically black churches that were recently burned to the ground in Louisiana. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A New Jersey man who allegedly walked into St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan with gasoline and lighter fluid the night before last is to appear in court today. Mark Lamparello was arrested Wednesday night facing attempted arson, reckless endangerment, and trespassing charges. Police say Lamparello purchased a plane ticket for Italy before the incident and was scheduled to fly out last night. A New Mexico county is declaring a state of emergency over closed border checkpoints. Otero County Commissioners unanimously approving the declaration on Wednesday, calling on Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to deploy the National Guard to reopen the customs and border protection checkpoints that were shut down last month when agents were reassigned to help process immigrants seeking asylum. The commissioners say the checkpoints are needed to stop the flow of drugs and other illegal activity at the border. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will introduce new legislation to raise the national smoking age to 21. The Republican lawmaker is planning to introduce his bill next month, making the announcement in his home state of Kentucky yesterday. The bill would aim to raise the national smoking age from 18 years old for all tobacco products, including vaping devices. A dozen states have already passed similar laws of their own. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.